I'm holding on the rush. Amar Rav Hakol Moide Memoina. Okay.
What?
Chav Hamad Alef.
Probably at the very bottom.
So Rav said that even Beit Hillel, which says that the Eidus works, because B'chal Chomei Shishtayim, but in the case of Moina, even still agrees that we say that the Eidus is a Hachosha. Now, some suggest that the correct way to read the Rosh is the following. Echad min Eidim Omer Nozer Naziris Echad and Ba'od Shnia Mashani Omer Nozer Gimel Naziris Ba'od Dalad Ba'od Hei Kim Nanochaz Minyana Habakil Machishim Zezad. So once one aid said, like the Mora says, that he said, I'm going to be a Nazir one and two times. The other one said, no, the other one said that he said, I'm going to be a Nazir three, four, and five times. So that's how he said it. So they clearly said different numbers. So that's a Hakosha. And even Rob agrees to that. So in other words, if that's the case, that so the Mora starts off with first saying that the one said, he said one sentence, two, or he said five. So they're arguing what he said. So you can't say that included in five is two, because one is saying two, said it wasn't five, and the one that said it's five, saying it wasn't two. So there's a chasha. Now, so the Mora said that's Achosha. So the question, so what's the question? That's exactly what Rav said. In that case, they agree that basically, even the Basil agrees that there's a Achosha. And it's no good. So the Mora said, well, Basil says, Rav says, in that case, Basil says it's Achosha. For the Murakasha, it's a Achosha. Rav says, yeah, that's what he just said. What's the Mora? The Mora is asking Kasha and Rav. What's the Kasha and Rav? That's exactly what Rav said. So the Mora said the Kasha is that it's Pshita. Pshita, the worst kasha is that's obvious. My kamashal and Rav, feel below moira nami havi hachosha. Now, in my Hagos Tzionim, they have an addition from the Shita Mekubetzes into the Rosh over here. And it reads like this. I don't think you have it in your version. If you have Hagos Tzionim, it's a... No. So it reads like this. V'loidomi l'chisha oimer Chomesh Stam. Beis Hillel said, if you say Chomesh, B'chal B'chomesh Yishtayim. So why is this case worse? Shenuchu L'farish Devorim, Shemotzel Lomar, Shekibel Lov, Hei Nazirus, Nazirios, Zachar Zeb. He, Chomesh means he wants five Nazirus from one after the other. Hilchafel Pisha Muchash B'gimel, B'shnayim, Mia Ena Muchash. He's saying, I want to do five at one after the other. Another one's saying he wants to do two. So they both agree that he wants to do at least two. One says he wants to do more than that. Abba Kashar, Mishakibalov, Hei Nazirios, Biyachad. Yeshu Lekayim Dibur, Loi Kula, Loi Miksosa, Yishrei Chavir, Machisha, Hilcha Habi Akosha. So if he means five, what he's saying, I'm undertaking five Naziris one after the other. So that's what he undertook. The other person says he undertook two Naziris one after the other. So they both agree undertook two. The other one says he undertook more. So that's where Basil says, even though they're disagreeing in their mouth, but B'chlal Chomesh is Shtayim, and there's vis-a-vis the Shtayim, in other words, he undertook a Naziris for the month of January, for the month of February, for March, April, and May. He says, no, he undertook for January and February. So they both agreed he undertook for January and February. They argue about March, April, and May, but vis-a-vis January, February, they agree. But if he says that the person is undertaking five Naziris together, and he's saying, no, it was two. So even though in actual implementation, it's going to be done one after the other, but what he's being makabel was either, what he said was either A or B. So comes Rav says, in that situation, it's achash. The Mora says, if this is what they said, so that's obvious. So what's the case? The Mora says, now,
what's this you just said?
Did you follow the piece that I read for you from the Hagosa Sinim in the Rosh? It's not there. It's not there. Did you listen as I said the words? Did you follow what I was saying?
Well, just because two people are saying he undertook the Arus for different lengths of time.
Rav is saying that Beis Hillel agrees in a case of Marna, that's no good. Why is it no good? Let's understand the problem. Beis Hillel came along and said that included in five is two. So both sets of Adam agree that he undertook two Nazirius. They're arguing whether he undertook three more. So even though they're arguing vis-a-vis the three more, vis-a-vis the two they're agreeing, so he's got to end those two times. That's what Beis Hillel said. So I just gave you an example. This one person said, one set of Adam said that he was Mekabel Naziris for the month of January and February. And one said he was Mekabel Naziris for January, February, and March, and April, and May. So they both agree that he was Mekabel Naziris for January, February. They argue whether he's Mekabel for March, April, and May, and therefore we say that vis-a-vis March, April, May, there's a machlokes, and we have no edus. Vis-a-vis January, February, they both agree. Both sets of Adam agree, and therefore he's not for January, February. That's Beis Hillel. Zuck the Rosh, that's all talking about a scenario that he said it, I'm going to do X of the zeros one after the other. But let's say he said, the person is I'm a Kabbal 5. The other one says, I'm a Kabbal 2. We're arguing what was his Dibur. If you're arguing what was his Dibur, his Dibur was either 5 or 2. It wasn't both. So if you say the Dibur was 2, he's saying he did not say 5. And the one is saying the Dibur was 5, since he did not say 2. So if, even though practically you're going to play out the Nazirus of 2 in 2 months, and the Nazirus of 5 in 5 months, but if they're saying that the way he said it was such a way that he's been Mekabel all in one and was one unit, so either he said a unit of 5 or a unit of 2, one or the other, not both, therefore there's a Hakash.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, some more, so what was the case? That the person said, Echad Achash Mishtayim. One said, he said, Shalosh Arba B'chomesh. So, where's the case? That one said, he said, you know, I'm going to do one and two. I'm going to do one and two times. The other person came along and said, the other set of Adam said that he said, I'm going to do three, four, and five times. So, even though included in three is one and two, but his deeper was that he said I'm going to do three, four, and five. He never said one and two. They're arguing exactly what he said. Some more says that Rav says in that case, but he still agrees it's a chash. So
what, whether he said all five or only two?
So the more said on that, that Rav Chama asked on this, Halomali. Hashachamir to Omar Kilsula Kolshkin. Lakasin Khamir to Omar Rav. So the Kirsa is we have the Kirsa of the Gemara. Hashi Shlomer Khamir to Omar Rav. Kilsula Omar. So that's the Kirsa we have in the Gemara. The Rush takes out the words Omar Rav. Hashta Halamali Hashta Khamir to Omar Kilsula Kolshkin. He says, I don't get it. Am I Havi Hakosha? How to come or gimel with Dalit? Loy Machash Klau. How to come or Aleph Ubeis? The one who says 3 and 4 and 5 is not being Machash, the one who said 1 and 2. The Mamer Omar. Halomali Lahaskar Aleph Ubeis. Masham Rechaveri, the second set of Adim comes from the Bezin. One of the eight said he said 1 and 2. One set of Adim said he said 2, 3, 4, and 5. He's not saying he didn't say 1 and 2. He's saying he already, Aid X already said he said 1 and 2. Great. And by the way, he also said 3, 4, and 5. So he's not denying that he said 1 and 2. So Aid X or Kat Aid X says that he said 1 and 2. And the other Kat Adam said he said 3, 4, and 5. They meant he said 1 and 2 and 3, 4, and 5. So they agree, both agree that he said 1 and 2. They're arguing with, so where's the Akasha? Zani Mudalai. Khamir Tashani Moisef Umachmarlov. I'm saying he said more. Zomer Kilsa Shomer Chaveri Lo Kolshkein. That was the he said 1 and 2. That was the lesser part of it. Obviously, that's true. I'm not arguing that. Shem Bechal Devorai Mali Laskirim the Bechal Devorai Yeshnoi Devorav. So there's not intrinsic in saying 3, 4, and 5. We assume the person meant to say. By definition, I want to be nosa 3, 4, and 5 times. He meant I want to be nosa 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. And he said that. I just didn't need to mention it because you Adam X, you already said that. So we don't see Achasha. Therefore, the Rambam say Adam Achasha Ramon. Katach Masod the Rami Bracham. So they in Marava they agree with Rami Bracham's question that this is not, that is not true in this case, is not a chasha. Hadrulach Misha Amar.
Why don't we go back to saying that it wasn't Shnei Kitov Eidim, but rather it was the two Eidim of a single cut?
Very small.
And now we're back to Shnei Kitov Eidim.
I'm assuming so. Rabbi's going back on the Mishnah. You know what, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. If you look at the Toys, you look at Toys, Omer Rav, Kamad the Memoina, Shenech Lo Heidus the Rishmol, Omer the Pli, Bisham, Bisil of Karachas, Hakar Omer Echad Shtayim, Echad Omer Komesh, Al Memoina, Kamasi Vazel, Nechal Go Heidus. Gilan just going back in Rishmol.
What they're saying is not directly in conflict. Right, the one says 2, the other, the second cut says 5. One could argue there were two different events happened at two different times, and the guy's actually higher 7.
What?
You know, so that we saw in the Rosh, right? the Rosh said that they're specifically addressing each other and saying that they're talking about the same specific event.
They're saying different words came out. Then it would be like they're the same as testifying that. He stole the car was red, he stole the car was blue. But we have different versions of events that, even though in this case, because we're doing dealing with numbers, one number is greater than the other, if we could say includes, it really doesn't. Because we're saying that's not what he said. And they're inherently in contradiction. But in the Monad case, the first one was you start with one in both columns. The language is inclusive between the two. There's included language between the two. And we can agree that each circle is at least tied to that. In the case of the Rosh, where it says 1, 2, and the other says 3, 4, 5, and again it's red, blue, there's no overlap.
Well, that's what Rav is saying. But that's what Rav Chaim is asking, at least in a scenario of in Shmuel Shmuel's case, that's one kat. We can understand the second aid, all the second aid is saying, I'm not denying that he said 1 and 2, I'm just saying he said 3, 4, and 5 also. And the aid didn't feel the need to say that he said 1 and 2 because the other aide already said that. So the second aide says, my esteemed colleague already mentioned he said 1 and 2. By the way, he also said 3, 4, and 5. I understand, but he didn't say that. But we're saying, why don't we assume that's what he meant? That's Rav Chaim's question. It's not intrinsic in saying 3, 4, and 5 that he means to deny 1 and 2.
Or to confirm. Or to confirm.
But they walk to the business and they said they walk away. I want to know, what did they mean?
Yes.
Well, he said it was 1, 2. So, no, it's 3, 4, and 5. Why are you assuming that's what he meant to say? He meant to say, yeah, 1 and 2 plus also 3, 4, and 5. So 1 and 2 they agree on. So Rav Chaim says it's not intrinsic in his sentence, Hakasha, so it remains invalidated. The pastor is going back into Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is saying, the pastor of Beis Hillel is that we discussed this in Sanhedrin in the end of the third parak, that Eidus works on the event or on the result. The more there says that it's a valid Eidus of two Eidim. One aide says, I saw Reuven lend Shimon $100. One aide says that I saw Shimon be murdered to Reuven, that he owes him $100. So more says, that's a valid aide. So there's two aide that he owes $100. Now, they're discussing two different events. One's discussing an event of seeing alone. That was what he witnessed. One is saying what he witnessed is an act of Hodor, which will say that a verified hadol that he's, I mean, seriously, I'm not joking around, whatever requirement you need to say that we don't say that that was just a game. But I witnessed the luckiest person can say Mashal Tani Boch. I didn't mean it unless there's eight in there. So the second I said, listen, I was there with five or three people, they're not around anymore, but there's 10 people over there, and in front of the 10 people, he says, I know everybody's here, and this witness says that I admit, you know, so we're not arguing that. That's a given. But they're arguing with they're saying to an event. You know, the more sense to validate is because both of them said that he owes $100. So aid is not necessarily on the event, it's on the substance. They're both being mad that he owes money.
Okay, would resolve this issue.
So even though one is saying that the event that being made was an event of a person saying five, the other one is saying the event that I'm being made is an event of a person saying two. So Beishami says, so at the end of the day, it's two different substances. Beishami says, no, it's not. Vis-a-vis the Naziris numbers 1 and 2, both Adam are being made that he undertook that. He also took more according to 1, but that doesn't negate the fact that he agrees that there was 1 and 2.
I don't know if I recall or not, did we also have a discussion of 150?
We had a discussion of 200 and 100.
200 and 100.
And it works, according to myself.
By the same methodology.
Right.
That the two different events, that the outcome of one is that he owes 100. Yeah,
right.
The other is he owes 200.
Right.
In either outcome, he certainly owes 100.
Right.
So we go by the results, so to speak.
Right.
We go by the establishment.
So I think I explained it to you then. I think. With the Rambam. The Rambam Yesod HaTorah, which is talking about Nevuah, you know, the law, a person comes along and says he's a Navi, so we don't know for sure if he's a Navi. It's possible he's doing it through Kishuv, etc. Says the reason why we listen to a Navi is because it says in the Torah, Elav Tishmun, the Moshe Rabbeinu, which that we were able to, we knew verifiably by our own ears, Har Sinai, etc., that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Navi Hashem. The Torah that he gave us is the Torah of Hashem. And that Torah, it says, listen to a Navi, Elav Tishmun. So we don't believe in the Navi because we feel, we know confidently that the reality is really is a Navi. We believe in a Navi because the Torah told me to believe in a Navi. Just like we are chaytich, halacha is based on two eidim. That's Rama's language. Which means the Rama is saying, listen, if you ask me, do I truly know the reality that these two eidim are saying the truth? The answer is, I don't. I don't, but the Torah told me that I'm supposed to accept the testimony of two eidim, assuming that we've done the due process, as what I'm supposed to believe is has happened. I will tell you honestly, I have no idea what happened, but that's irrelevant. Because that's not why you listen to eidim. You listen to eidim because the Torah said you listen to eidim. So Ramosha takes that Rambam in Divrei Moshe and Bava Basra, and he basically addresses these type of scenarios. That means we're never really believing the story. What we're doing is saying the Torah is telling me that when I have this type of testimony, this is what I'm supposed to do with it. This is the result is always the anus is always a luck on the result, not in the story, because we don't know what the story is. But the Torah said when Adam give me X information, I have a chiv to now accept that and follow through and do what I'm supposed to do based on it. So if one aide says that what he said was 200, one aide says that he says it was 100, I don't know what he said. For all I know, he didn't say anything. They're both liars. The Torah said, I have a chiv, when two aide tell me 200, or two aide tell me 100, I have a chiv to be mechayiv him to 100. So something more, you know what? If both Adam are giving me that result, that's good enough. That's really what I think, you know, the concept of Adam. It's interesting. So it's almost the details about the event are ways, almost as it were, to verify whether they have a look of a sheker more than it is to find out what the event really happened.
Right.
Because even after I would do all my checking, I don't know whether the event happened. But I know that I have a law to follow through as if the event happened. So all the questions are to see if I can give them a din of any shek, and therefore I have no din to listen to them. But not that now I know confidence, but I know for sure what happened.
Right. So it's the Drishma Alpera really is to strive to establish that I had no reason to believe there would be shekel.
Right. But not to say that I know there are 8 a.m. is.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, is that the Mishnah?
Thank you.
I enjoyed the piece very much because, like, you know, I'd seen the Rambam before. I never really, like, the Rambam's talking about the Vuvu, he's talking about, you know, the Yisari HaTorah, he's not talking about Aedis. Like, so he throws in that line, Ramersha built the whole tower. Like, he caught that line, and he says, really, there's a major statement taking place over here in this Rambam. And the Rambam does not say in Hilchos Aedis anywhere. Like, where would you, this Rambam discuss the foundationally how Aedis work? You're expecting it in Hilchos Aedis. It's not mentioned at all. Like, Ramersha picked it up, pulled it out over there, and you know, built a whole beautiful edifice based on a valid point, which I never noticed, even though I read the piece.
And this was in
Dibris Marsha and Bava Basra. He's dealing with there's a Mandam in the Gemara that Amiga works connected to Adam.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so how can Amiga work connected to Adam? Nothing stronger than Adam. He says, but if you understand that Adis never tells me what truly happened, but Migo is a psychological reality that we're proving what happened based on the nature of the world. So we understand how a Mandamer could come along and say, if I've proven based on the nature of what happened, then Adis is irrelevant. Because Adis has never given me the reality, whereas Migo's giving me the reality. That's what that was what Mercer was dealing with. That's how is it possible to discuss how I mean that Migo should work at Canadian? So he says, this is how he explains it based on this realm.
What's being said over there is that the person could have said a statement that was stronger, but said one that was, let's say, less inclusive or less strong or something. And therefore, because of that, we're absolutely much more certain about that lesser statement. And then it overrides the idiot.
That's, well, we don't pass it like that, but there is a Madama in the Gemara which says that, right? The Gemara says, Amigo works, in Mokam Adam. So Adam is saying X, and he's saying Y, but if he was lying, like the Adam claimed that he's lying, he had a much better lie to say. So it's not logical that he was lying. Logical that he was saying the truth. So that's a compelling natural reality, which is clarifying me what the reality was. So once that's true, Adis is irrelevant, because Adis never tells me the reality. Adis is a halacha to be used when I don't know. Adis is a halacha that I follow. If I know, there's no din of Adis. Well, I know, because I have a migul. But if you understood that Adis tells me the reality, Rambam says, so then there's no more powerful reality than Adis. How could the migul work against that? If Adis never tells me a reality, so then by definition, Adis is a halacha, what to do when I don't know what the reality is. This is what the Torah tells me to do. So over here, I know what the reality is because I have a migul. So then Adis becomes irrelevant.
And the way of knowing the reality would be or witnessing it yourself.
Oh, okay, that'd be another example. I know what happens, so then Adam tell me otherwise. But then Adam, it's irrelevant. I know what the reality is. Right, but over here, this one that was arguing that Amigo is as if I witnessed it. I mean, I personally know what the reality is.
And is there another way?
You could have that. the Gemara presents certain counts of called chazakas, which are, you know, the chazakas of what Tosfos calls it anan sahari, that the nature of the way people function is so compelling. It's as if we are witnesses and this is what happened. The marshal. The Mor says the chazaka einam priyatos manu. Let's go back a second. To make a person pay money, we need aidim. Raya means Rashi says it means aidim. To make a person dip into his pocket, some woman never says you go bust roy. We don't pass the gubos. Even roy doesn't work. Roy doesn't work. Chazaka, nothing works. We become the shimon and says, you know, the loan is due now. Please pay up. He says, what do you mean? The loan is due. I paid you 3 days ago. Somewhere says chazaka in and pay tosmana. People don't pay tosmana, so we make him pay. Make him pay. It means you're taking money out of his pocket. Where's the aidus? People don't pay tosmana. That's the aidus. The nature of people is, the guy says, you know, now this is a typical case where the person made up a specific amount of time. That doesn't apply over there. But in the case the person simply said, I need the money for X amount of time, even though he has the money early, he said, why should I give it back now? I might as well hold on for a few more days. I might do something with it. Right. So the chazak in and petos mano. So Tosha asked the kasha. So if now Aiden come and say he petos mano, it should be al kosher aidus. I mean, where are the two aidus? There's two aidus saying X, and nobody arguing with them. No, the more so Tosha is grappling with that. The more saying this, if this nature of people is so compelling that we're going to be much imamim based in it, is as if we have Adam that's so. Mm-hmm. So now it should be at least Akasha, or arguably, and then Tosfos asked the Kasha that the more it discusses. What would be the case if he has a migu in that situation against the right? So the due date was chav tevis. Say it's chav tevis, right? The due date was chav tevis. So he comes on chav tevis due date. He says, you know, I paid you 3 weeks ago. No, not true. Let's say it comes to him. It was a milva al peh. There was no star, and I believe they say parati. But not Tosmana. Let's say I wait till next week. I come to him. It's ready. Chav Gimel, Chav Dal Tevis says, you know, by the way, you know, the due date was Chav Tevis. I couldn't get to you. It was Friday. It was very busy. He says, I could say I paid you on Friday. He'd be believed. He could say I paid you on Sunday. He'd be believed. The fool says, I paid you 2 weeks ago. Now he has a migu. Believe him that he paid Tosmana because he wanted to lie. He could have said, I paid you yesterday. So Morris says, I have a migu. Can I get the chazaka? What works? Morris is shy. Tosha says, you just told me that this logic is so compelling that he can be much imam, and now you're telling me migu. So migu is such a strong idea. So Tosha says, but migu works, can I get a chazak? Tosha says, bring gemara, bring migu, doesn't work, can I get a chazak? Tosha says, there's different madregas of chazakas. This chazak is like on the weak, it's strong enough to be much imam, but it's on the weaker end. There's so much even stronger than that. Even a migu would, not even a half minute migu would work against that. Tosha says, so we start making gradations of compelling nature, how far it works. So we can theoretically hear there's one which is so compelling that even Adis doesn't work against it. You have such concepts. Okay, let's hold it here.